Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sid City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening?
You're going to have to give up something for
You got to give up something for Superman. You're going to probably have to give up two players. They won't
sign him.
And then now, that's what I'm saying. Buying them and who? Because some are older. One of them got to go.
You're not
going to
give them both.
No, you're not listening to my question. Which one is we going to give up? That's my thing. One of them got to go. So you
that motherfucker always hurt.
Wait a minute. Stop, man. You're not listening to me. We know Biden's going. But you're going to have to get a two-for-one deal for him. Who's going? We already know Biden. You think he's old?
Is it, you know what? You know what it all comes down to? It comes down to who Kobe feel comfortable playing with. That's what it's going to come down to, man. Who he feel comfortable playing with, Odom or Pop?
That's my question I'm asking you. Who do you think, which one's going to go?
I think Pop. You keep old.
I think Odom. You like Paul. Odom getting old, too. Well, Paul ain't. Paul getting old, too, so shit. That's a toss-up.
I don't know, man. It can go either way. But I'm pretty sure Biden, I definitely know Biden's gone. Biden's gone, and either or is gone.
And Fisher gone, now, too, man. Sure. He can't speak no fucking body, man. You see his defense on Jason Terry? That motherfucker wasn't closing out or nothing, man. He was just letting him fucking shoot.
Hold on, man. Yeah, in defense, Terry is a beast.
Well, you have to close out. You got to put a hand in his face. Can't just let the motherfucker shoot wide open threes.
Fisher's
defensive assignment on any time there was a switch. Fisher was supposed to pick up Jason Terry.
Well, I don't even like the Lakers, but on Fisher's defense, can't too many people guard Terry. He's a mismatch against a lot of teams.
I understand that, but you still got to contest the shot. You can't get a motherfucker wide open shot.
I understand what you're saying. And it sounds good, but I think he's gone. But I think he's going to retire. I don't think they're going to trade him off. I think he's going to go on and retire.
Well, I'm fine with that. Put Blake in that starting role. I'm fine with Blake running the point. I'm pretty sure Kobe's fine with that.
I ain't mad at that concept at all.
And you keep Odom, he's the sixth man of the year. You don't get rid of Odom. And plus, Bynum got suspended today for 5 games next year for the elbow. Hold on, man. We got Janine in the house. Janine, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey. What's up with school? Class over something?
My class is on Monday now.
Boy, I tell you, she got an answer for everything, boy.
Yes,
can't
I do.
Can't get nothing past her.
All right, well, check this out, man. Before we even get into this, man, I got some shit I want to talk about. I know this is an age-old question, and I know it's some bullshit, and I know this, that, and other. Man, I got to go in. I do this rarely. I rarely do this. But, yeah, your boy Cass is on his rampage. I'm talking about baby mamas tonight. Because motherfuckers ain't shit, dog. Baby mamas ain't shit.
Amen, brother.
I ain't saying all baby mamas, but the ones I got, they ain't shit. Nigga, I'm keeping 100 with y'all tonight. Y'all my family, y'all kick it with me every week, so I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. And I want y'all to tell me how y'all feel. All right, this is the situation. Motherfucker go, fucking kids call me, right? Kids call me. They say they home. I said, where your mama at? They say they went out. I said, well, she ain't fix y'all nothing to eat. She say, This is my oldest daughter, which is 16, and now I'm going to put that out there. My daughter's 16. She said the only thing in here to eat is tuna fish. We don't like tuna fish. So I said, okay. I go to the motherfucking, I go get them. Now, they got a brother who's not my son. Their brother's not my son. But, I love him dearly. He's a sweetheart. You know what I'm saying? I love him dearly. You know what I'm saying? So, I take the kids. I think we'll get something to eat. I also take the short. Get something to eat. Now, I take them to get something to eat. You know what I'm saying? I take him to her mother's house. As the process of me pulling up, I run into them. Dude tell me, don't put my hands on his kid. I tell him, man, I ain't put my hands on your kid. You know what I'm saying? I'm being hospitable. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling him, dude, I ain't put my hands on your kid. You know what I'm saying? I took him to get something to eat. They say, well, that's my son. You don't do this, you don't do that. All right, dog, fine. So now I finally get upset. And I said, I'm not listening to nothing. I'm not finna do no more talking. Dude get in arm's length, I knock his ass out.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
So with that being said, I mean, I looked at him, I laughed, and I told him, I hit hard. And I walk off. Now, I've been charged with aggravated assault. I strain order against me. You know what I'm saying? People, what did I do wrong? I'll let me.
I don't think you did shit wrong.
I agree. I don't think you did a damn thing.
When you go to court, say he swore first.
You felt threatened.
There you go. Protect yourself.
I did. And that's the way I feel, man. I felt threatened. He came up against me.
Hell, if he wouldn't have knocked him out, he probably sure would have tried to hit you.
You just hit him first. But he swung first. Just remember that. He swung first.
Yeah, remember, he swung first.
Matter of fact, when you go to court, man, I go to court for you, dog. Oh, no, hell, I was right there when it happened. He swung on him. I told him to duck, and he just hit him back. I was standing right there when it happened. He just said I wasn't. My word is there. I saw the whole thing, Your Honor. The first time I lied in court. Feel me?
Sound like a plan.
Hey, man, I do it, dude. You know what? I take all that back. Yeah, we be an archive. I will not ever in my life go to court and lie in front of no judge for nobody.
Right, because we all the show. They can't take that.
I will never in my life do that. For nobody. I don't care how cool we is. We could be the best friends in the world. I mean, we could be kicking it for diapers. I'm not going to lie for you in court.
He is stupid.
I refuse to do that. And for any judge listening, I never ever lied in court for nobody. Ever in my life.
Right.
I would not do that, man. I would not compromise my integrity for anybody. Now, we can talk off air.
He's stupid.
Just saying, dog. I'm just saying. Don't ask me a lot for you, dog, because I won't. I refuse to.
And I restrict it, dog.
Okay. Just let me know when your court day up, and I'll let the judge know exactly what happened, what I saw.
I respect that, dog. I respect that you won't lie. I respect that you tell the truth.
I won't lie for you, man. Never.
I respect that, man. I respect that.
All right. I got my say out. Wick, what you got to say?
Hey, I was sitting in the car, and all I saw was that nigga try to swing on my cuz. Hey, I thought he hit you for a second when you stumbled back, but I saw you hit him back. So that's what I saw.
Okay. It was all self-defense. But now here's my thing, ladies. This is my thing. I mean, you know, I know y'all better than that. I know y'all way better than that. But what the fuck? And I know y'all know y'all. I know y'all know women is like that. What the fuck do women be thinking about, man? What's going through a woman's head right now? What goes through a woman's head to make you? All right, this dude, he takes care of my kids. He do everything for my kids. I could call him at 3 in the morning. He going to come get them kids. What make you go against him like that? What is that? Mate, just call at me. Call at me, ladies.
Anybody.
I ain't mad at it.
I mean, honestly, I don't know why somebody would do something like that. You know, I can't answer that because, damn.
Women are vindictive creatures, period.
That's why you like dick.
What?
What? Huh?
What you say?
What you say?
See, that's what I say about stupid-ass bitches, man. Now, if that bitch is turning in my face, I will punch her square in her motherfucking mouth. It's a retarded-ass bitch. I can't stand a stupid, retarded-ass bitch, man. I'm a good-ass motherfucking day.
Hold up, man.
Stupid-ass bitch. And I see him a fucking face.
Hold on, man. We finna go to the comedy skit. We finna go to Dave Chappelle. All right, now we finna go to comedy skit real quick.
I'm gonna be down now, let's go. Now y'all ready for the next comedian? Hell yeah, y'all seen him in a lot of fucking movies. This motherfucker's blowing up. Originally from D.C., live in New York, live in L.A., everywhere. This motherfucker's bad. Giving up for my boy, Dave Chappelle.
Hey! Damn, man. Back on the jam again. What's up, y'all? Feel good? I feel delicious tonight, man. Check this out. I was counting my money today. And then all of a sudden, you ever do this, fellas, where you like, count money, you feel good, and you just want to call up an old girlfriend? Just to gloat and shit? I called with my girl, I got all nervous in my stomach, just like I used to when I called. I wasn't scared of her. Uh-uh. It's her punk-ass mother. Every time I called the house, her mother answered the phone. Mean as shit. Head out! I put on my best phone manners. Hi. How are you? May I speak to Shirley, please? Who is? Oh, this is David Chappelle. Yes. Hold on, motherfucker. Shirley! Hello, you little slut! What? Oh, hello?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. There are four white people in the audience tonight. I've never seen any white people. Hey, how y'all doing? I know y'all might feel uncomfortable right now because you're the only white people here, but you're not in any day. Hey, look. It's all right. They know you're with me, so it ain't gonna fuck. his remarks, Bush. I don't feel uncomfortable being a minority. That's like a small, small taste of what it's like to be a black person. Like, I know you've been here tonight just tripping, like, damn, keep calling each other nigger. Wow. A lot of people say, why do black people call each other? Let me ask black people, how many black people in this audience tonight would be angry if they were called a nigger by anyone other than a black person? By a round of applause. See, I used to be just like y'all. I used to get mad, but let me ask you a question. Who decided the word nigger would make black people mad for the rest of history? How did they come up to that? Did they have like a big meeting back in the 1600s? Order! Order! We need to figure out a name to call those black people we found over there in Africa. The floor is now open for suggestions. Bubba. Why don't we call them wieners? Wieners, wieners. I don't know. Why don't you use it in a sentence for me? All right. Get off my goddamn porch, you! Wiener! No, I'm sorry, I don't like it. Remember, gentlemen, they have those big penises. We don't want to flatter them. We're trying to offend them. Keep it derogatory. Ezekiel. Ezekiel, get it in. Why don't we call them no-gooders? No-gooders. No-gooders. Let me try. Get off my porch, you no-gooder! I'm sorry. Doesn't quite flow off my tongue correctly. No. No. How many syllables? Ebenezer. Ebenezer, Adam. Why don't we call them niggers for short? The whole meeting went crazy. Niggers.
Niggers.
Niggers. Niggers. Order! Order! Beautiful. Oh, the possibilities up against the wall. Nigger! Pick that cotton, nigger! This calf don't go to Harlem because we don't trust niggers.
Some deep shit, right? But I mean, like, white people always think racism is one side. Some people, like, have, like, little racist attitudes towards white people, too. I know, man. I'm going to tell you the truth. When I was little, I used to think all white people were happy just to be white. I thought y'all stood around, fucking A, I'm white. This feels great. Taxi, just check out. Boom, get out.
Welcome back, y'all.
We back.
I think we talk about retarded ass bitches. How about that? I apologize, y'all. Some people just get under your skin, you know what I mean? I was having a great day.
You know what, man? I want to tell you like this, though. Real talk. Me and you have a lot of discrepancies about a lot of things on this show. But I can't get mad at you about that one. I can't.
That's just retarded, man. That's just retarded. You know what I'm saying?
Now.
Said in my face.
Now, maybe that.
400 miles away. Go ahead, man.
Now, I don't know, man. I took it the way you did. But maybe she bent it another way. I'm not saying I took it the same way you did. I took it the same way that you did. I don't know, maybe it was gone too far. I don't know. But hey, nevertheless, let's keep the show going.
Right. And that is not a shot at anybody in particular. But I just hate retarded ass people.
Hey, but check this out, dog. Check this out. I know what you was thinking. When you got ready to hang up, I know what you was thinking.
I expected some shit like this from you, Riff-Raff.
I expected some shit like this from you, Riff-Raff.
Hey, man. I'm just saying, dog. This is, if it would have been, you know, I could have been like 10 minutes away.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Somebody's house was going to get fucked up tonight. But, you know, that's so, you know, on roll like that. Hey, what y'all think about the Dave Chappelle? Y'all thought it was it funny to y'all? Anybody? Dave Chappelle ain't funny to nobody?
Of course Dave Chappelle is funny.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
All right, well, check this out, y'all. I mean, you know, this day, like I said, it's been a long day for me, and I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I ain't gonna sit here and say that, you know what I'm saying? My day has been great. My day has been real fucked up. I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been having a hell of a day. So now I'm asking in the sense of I need something that's gonna make me laugh. Come on, who got something that's going to make your boy laugh? I'm going to start. Janine, you got something that's going to make your boy laugh?
I don't think so. I'm not even laughing at it either.
Damn, that ain't no good.
No, it's not.
You know what? Well, fuck it. Let's get pissed off together. What you pissed off about?
What?
I said, let's get pissed off together. What you pissed off about?
I ain't pissed. I'm just like sexually frustrated.
You who?
That's how I get. I am sexually frustrated.
How are you?
And this is how I get.
What you need, baby? I'll let your boy tell me what you need.
Well, I need some fucking dick. That's what I need.
How you need it,
I need to be fucked. That's what I need.
Okay, well, now. Now, hold on, brother. Now, you know how we do. You know how we do. Hold on. Let me. Stop.
All right. I take the lead on it.
Wait a minute, hold on. Jadine, baby.
Yeah.
We got the music going. What you waiting on? We asked you what you need. We have the music going. What you talking about? We don't try
what
to
you mean?
I mean, you said you're sexually frustrated. I said, what you mean? I'm trying to set the mood.
You can't set the mood unless you here.
Damn, Janine. Y'all is so hard on us today.
My fingers are ready to do some walking.
Hold on. Now, with that being said,
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about to make a phone call.
You're breaking up, man. You're breaking up.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
All right, Janine, tell us what's on your mind. That's why the music's playing. What you want that man to do to you? What you want him to do to you?
If I could just have somebody just to come lay on top of me and just to suck on my titties and on my clit, because my juices are flowing right now at this very moment. I think these juices are coming down and running down my leg.
Damn.
Okay, dog, can I leave the show right now? I mean, you can have the show right now, right?
For sure, man.
Because I can leave the show right now. I can leave the show right now. Can I leave the show right now, dog, please?
Man, handle your business, man. Handle your business. It's all good. You're breaking up big time, bro. You're breaking up big time.
All right, well, I'm trying not to break up, dog, but can I come, Janine, baby, can I come over there?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I come over there and, dog, you can handle the show right now, right?
Yeah, man.
You sure? I don't want you to be like, dog, you left the show, man. I left you unattended.
Yo, man, look. This is from Janine to you, man. I'll
holler at you, dude. All right, well, let's go to the song real quick, man. Pick a song, and I mean, shit, we gonna see what we gonna do, man. Let's go to the song, cause goddamn, Janine, you said you need what?
I need a big fat juicy dick in my pussy right now.
She want it, I can tell she want it. Move me to push up on it, for she know where I'm all on it. We get the party going, liquor flowing, this is fire. 50 in Jeremiah, number one, there's nothing higher. Get it, work it, work it, work it, work it, down. Okay, she headed to the dance floor and she slowly started popping it. Something like my wrist piece, everybody got to watching it. Girl, you got that secret treasure, I'm gon' put a lock on it. Don't care what they say, I would be stupid to be not owning this sticky. Heard you got that sticky. Let's go and take 9 shots, we'll just call it 50. And I gonna lick it till I hickey. Had a river running, keep you running till you empty.
Bang.
Oh, you look so sweet. What you working, balance? Look at your physique. Girl, you are a beauty, well, I am a beast. They must have been tripping to have left me off a leash.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down, why you looking lonely? Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down on me, put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound, show me how it's gonna be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me. Put it down on me.
party jumping. Show this shit's a perfect 10. She rock her hips and roll her hips and drop it down like it's nothing. She shit just like an hourglass. See how fast an hour pass. Time flies when I'm on that jet, but I won't put out this show on blast. Work it like a pro. Sit and watch it go. Do a thing out on the floor. She bounce it fast and shake it slow. So sexual, incredible. She beautiful, she edible. I got her, I won't let her go. I ain't seen nothing better, yo. Look how she twerk it. The way she work it. Make me wanna hit it, heaven when I'm in it, if I do not fit, I'm gonna make it, girl you can take it, don't stop,
like
get it, get it.
I like the way you ride with that booty on me, thought you were down, why you looking lonely, go buy another round and it's all on me, as long as I'm around, put it down on me, just put it down on me, put it down on me, down, down on me, put it down on me, don't throw it off the mound, show me how it's gonna be, girl all I really want is you down on me,
put it down on me.
Welcome back. Now, everybody always complaining about my music. I changed it up on y'all. What y'all think?
Well,
a little better? We hear you, man.
I'm a house dog.
Alright. How's your business, man? What y'all think about my choice in music?
I liked it. Well, I like that song, so I liked it. It was good.
Would you ever rather heard that or some R. Kelly?
Janine, don't shoot me set my alarm to my house. I'm on my way to your house.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, now I'm open my Janine and Candy. My man Wade got a question for y'all.
I had a question. Because I was seeing this chick at work, you know what I'm saying? She had long hair. She cut it all off, and then she went and got weed. Another chick had some eyebrows. You know, she cut the eyebrows off and painted eyebrows on it. Why do women do that?
I know sometimes we get this urge to want to cut our hair. We see this hairstyle. We just want it. And I think when they cut it, they regret it. That's what I think. Well, I know that's I've done that in the past, so. And then after a while. Huh?
I said wrap it up. I just don't understand that. If you already got long hair, you cut it off, and then the next 2 days you got weave on.
Yeah, now the eyebrow thing, I don't know, because I'm not into eyebrow stuff and stuff like that, but I don't know. Some people see it as like a fashion type thing. I don't know.
Well, this chick looked like Krusty the Clown with her eyebrows like that.
Yeah, it's not for everybody.
I mean, she looked terrible. I almost threw glue on her face just to help her out and make her look better.
Yeah, that is not for everybody.
I know. Candy, what about you? What you got to say? You're pretty quiet tonight.
I don't know because I don't need weed for I don't cut my eyebrows like that. I don't know. I don't know. I think that I wonder the same thing, especially about the eyebrows.
I don't think she heard you, man. I don't think she heard you.
All right, man. Hey, I'm out, man. I'm finna jump on this highway, man. I'm tired of playing.
I wish you exactly, because I wish you quit playing. Quit playing games.
The mortal words of my man.
Damn!
Damn, she calling you out, dog. That's fucked up. You go, girl. I ain't mad at you. What you gonna do to him?
Huh?
What you gonna do to him? You gonna make him work out?
What I'm gonna do to him? Hell yeah, you gonna be sweating everything.
Gonna make that man toes curl.
Yes, and man toes.
In his work boots? Oh, you back? Damn, man.
Oh, yeah,
cute.
I'm back. I had a quick minute.
Did you
feel
anything?
I ain't got there yet.
Oh, I was going to say, God damn, I could last longer than that.
No, you can't. No, yeah. You can't.
Come on, dog. Let's not even go there, bro. I told you, I was under a lot of stress that day, bro.
Just remember, four strokes, man. Four strokes.
Hey, man. I told you, man, I was under a lot of stress. I was under a lot of pressure. The pressure was on. I kind of folded a little bit, but that's okay.
It did like the Lakers, huh?
That's right. I can always try to hit it, though.
You
can never say I ain't hit it.
Take that Lakers mouth,
son. Lakers had nothing to do with it. But she can never say I ain't get none. You can't never say that. She may not enjoy it. She can't say I ain't getting on, because I got some.
She about don't remember it. That's the problem.
Oh, she remember that. Women, y'all remember the bad ones, right? Everybody can remember that bad one. You remember the worst one you ever had. You always remember that shit, right?
Sometimes.
So I'm pretty sure she remember me because I was horrible. I can admit it. It was terrible. I mean, I was like a virgin.
Oh, my God.
I was like 20-something years old, man. I was under pressure, though, y'all. I was under pressure. I was at my girlfriend's daddy house.
Oh, my God.
Then this girl's kid kept beating on the motherfucking door. Like, man, what the fuck? So it was quick, real quick. Real, real, really, really, really quick. Let's just hope she ain't listening to the show. I'm sorry, baby. I'm so sorry. But I was under pressure.
He's a man now.
Yeah, that's right. I'm better now, girl.
You eat pussy now? Do you eat pussy now?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Who don't? Any man that said he don't lie.
Some people don't.
Shit.
He's lying to you.
Some people don't. There are some men that do not eat pussy.
I don't eat every pussy, but I eat pussy.
Well, I understand that. I'm just saying.
Tear some pussy up.
Well, I should have did her. Maybe she would have been in a better light.
That could have gave my
tip. You ever see that girl, man?
To me? Do I have a pair?
Yeah,
I've seen them from time to time.
Oh, man. Tell I'm sorry, man. Tell I've been practicing, man. I need another shot. Tell I want another shot at the title. I'm like Pacquiao now. I didn't rip my game out.
I've seen them on, man, but, you know, kind of
hard you did. Shot.
You know you're going to have to go in the pussy, right?
Well, I ain't seen her like that, man. I ain't seen her in a while. I don't know who's been up in there.
I'm just saying, you gonna have to go in eating the pussy, dog. As horrible as you did, you gotta go in eating the pussy.
Hey, man, hold on, dude. Hold on. First of all, I'm the only one that can call myself horrible, man. You can't use that word to describe me, bruh.
I mean, I'm just going by what you said, and the way you said it, you was fucking horrible.
Right, I was horrible, but I don't need you to remind me of that, bruh. You're using the word awful lot. I only use it a couple of times. You already used it twice. I'm starting to take offense to that shit.
I mean, four strokes and you nutted? God damn.
Hey, I got mine. That's right, baby. I'm sorry. I was selfish that day. I was stressed out. My girlfriend daddy was there. She could have walked in any time. That's a lot of pressure on anybody.
Okay. All right, now my question to you, dog. Why would you take her to your girlfriend's daddy house?
I didn't have nowhere else to take her, dude. I didn't have no money for no hotel. I was broke.
You should have fucked in the car.
Fuck,
why
man.
You ain't fucking? Why
her
you ain't fucking?
Her little kid was there. Huh?
I said, why you ain't fucking at her house?
She didn't invite me to her house. She told me to come pick her up.
I mean,
well, apparently her house was out.
No, you know, I mean, she might just want to go out to eat or something, then come back to the house. Well,
I ain't had no money. She wasn't going to eat anyway. I ain't had no damn money. I made her some bologna and cheese, because that's about the best I could do back then. I couldn't do shit else.
Yeah,
I couldn't even get her a Happy Meal with cheese. I was broke as hell.
Why you ain't come borrow none, man? I mean, I'm pretty sure out of some of us, somebody has some money.
Hey, man, I wasn't even thinking about that, man. That was the last thing. I wasn't expecting her to bring a kid, number one. I mean, I was cool up until the kid started knocking on the door.
Mama.
I said, hold on, give me a quick second. He said, okay. And that's about all it took, a quick second.
Well, at least you didn't laugh at the little boy.
I told the truth. Right. Give me a second.
Hold up. Not to bring up old shit, but was it re-up time? Why you ain't had no money?
No, man, I wasn't known back then, man. I wasn't known then. I had a gambling problem back then, bro. I was going through some things.
Is that what you were telling us to say no to drugs?
Hey, the re-up money was at the crap house on Broadway. Remember that crap house Leo used to go to? That's where the re-up money was at. I lost it all up in there.
Don't say that you didn't, Don't say that you ain't have, motherfucker. Just say you lost.
Well, I lost it and I didn't have it at the time.
You lost the hotel money.
Hey, man, I was trying to make more. I was trying to go, instead of going to Motel 8, I was trying to go to the Sheraton. You know what I mean?
Hey, you better whip your ass to the Gotham.
I was trying to get Sheraton money, man.
Well,
I was Batman like a motherfucker back then. I was always in Gotham.
Oh, well, fuck, I know you ain't talking. Hey, dog, you remember your cousin, when your cousin Steve had the truck?
Oh, that night?
When
your
stepdaddy pulled out the gun and all that shit, you remember that night, right?
Yeah.
Who was the motherfucker all up and down Fifth chasing the white
house?
Trying to get in the truck. Yeah,
trying to get in the
truck. Yeah, ladies, that's the fucking hand. Probably was me. I was drunk as a motherfucker. I was at the Gotham, too. I ain't lying about no hotels I was going to, goddamn it. I'd take you to the cheapest hotel it was. Pocket full of money.
We was all drunk, and we was all on some bullshit that night. We was all, now ladies, I will be the first to admit, we was drunk, we was young, we was teenagers, and we was on some tricky shit. Now, it just so happened, we was the bold enough motherfucker to get out the truck that night and try to get some pussy for free. He honestly tried to get some pussy for free.
and she wasn't having it.
Hey.
She was running, y'all. She looked like Jackie Joyner Kersee out there.
Well, it wasn't 4 seconds.
It was no seconds, motherfucker. Nobody got on that night.
I gave it a try, though, goddammit.
Yeah, he gave it the college try. You can't knock him for that.
I'm just saying.
That was not ten eyes night. Ooh, Lord.
There wasn't no ten eyes night when, yeah, that motherfucking shotgun pointed the back of your head. It was funny as hell.
You know what? On that note,
I didn't see it.
I'm funny. Hey, y'all, I'm gonna give y'all the scenario. All right.
Don't be trying to get off me because you're 4 seconds.
Well, I'm on you now, motherfucker.
Hey, I'd never get no 4 seconds, so you could tell that story.
It was more than 4 seconds, man. It was 4 pumps.
4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4.
4 pumps, dog, and it was spewing out. She was fine, though, man. God, she was fine as hell. She probably was upset, but she was fine in the motherfucker. And she had Holly Berry beat, man. 4 pumps, dude. She's like, she kind of pushed me and shit, like, that's it, my work? Get your story. Give me a second. Let me go and take the sandwich, right? You want a sandwich? I'm just saying. I was trying to, you know, get my strength back up so we could go again. She wasn't having it, though. Take me home. What's up, ladies? Ladies. I'm trying to get y'all in the conversation. Y'all need to start talking to me. What's going on with y'all? Candy, Janine, what's happening? I think we got the Rev on the line, too, y'all. She don't want to say nothing, though. I think that's the Rev. Rev, is that you, Push One? We ain't talked to the Rev in a while. Yep, that's her. I knew it. What's happening, Rev?
Hello.
Everybody say hi to the Rev.
How you doing?
Hello. Hey.
Hi, guys. Hi.
How much you make today?
On your business.
Was it a good sermon?
Was it a good what?
A good sermon. Did you get money in the plate?
I ain't branched off into that yet, but I'm thinking about it.
Okay, what's been going on? We ain't talked to you in a while. What's been happening with you?
Nothing too much. I've just been minding my own business. I call and listen.
Yeah, you never push one no more. Well, how's your business going? Did you get your business back up?
It's fine.
Okay, you got to send me the link so I can put it on the page. I know you
changed a lot. No, we ain't changed. We didn't change the website, but we have Facebook. See everything on Facebook.
Well, let us know what the Facebook address is.
Trans Beauty Supply.
Who?
Tran. Mhm.
What else? Just plain old Tran?
Trans Beauty Supply. I can't talk too good. I had some dental work done.
Oh, okay.
I said Trans Beauty Supply.
Okay. Well, look, maybe you can answer a question we had earlier. Since, you know, you into the beauty thing. Why do women call out of hair off and then get weed? What's up with that?
I don't know why they do it. They come in the store all the time with that and that they just cut their hair and they regret it. That's what it is. They regret it and they want their hair back long. So, and half the time, it wasn't long in the first place. It was short to start with and people just didn't know it was weed to begin with.
Okay. How much does weed cost?
It depends on what kind of weed you get. If it's track hair, if it's Remy hair, if it's fusion hair, it just depends. If it's Indian Remy, it just depends on what kind of hair it is. I got into a debate with a girl today. She was trying to tell me she was buying some human hair for $25, and I said, "No, you're not." Let her go somewhere else and buy it. People think that's what they're getting, but they're not getting human hair. I mean, you're not getting no human hair nowhere in the United States for $25.
Hey, that's not what Chris Rock said you can get a human here in the United States.
They said what?
Did you see that thing Chris Rock did about the weave?
Was it good hair? Not a,
hair all over the place. What's the difference, though? Why are there so many different types of hair? What's the? I mean, I don't understand. I thought all this shit was horse hair, to be honest with you. That's what I always thought.
To tell you the truth, there's not a lot of difference. There's different textures of hair, and what they do is they put Remy and things like that on the hair when it's not actually Remy hair. But as long as it says Remy hair, people going to go for it and they're going to buy it.
I don't see what the difference is.
It's different textures. It's different textures of hair. It just depends on what you want your hair to look like and how you want it to feel.
Okay, what's the most expensive weave, like one pack? It comes in packs, right?
The ones that we carry, we don't carry the most expensive because they sell that by the kilo, and we don't want to get into that.
Man, I'm going to slang me some hair.
But we sell fusion hair, and that's like $165 a pack.
$165? That's half your hair. So one pack do half of your head.
$165 for some hair? Are you serious?
Oh, we lost her.
Janae, help me out here. $165 for hair. Okay. He ain't got us company. Candy.
Candy,
you still with me?
Yep.
$165 for some hair. Is it worth it?
I mean, I can't speak on that half. I'm white, so I mean, I don't use it because my hair is long. I know some white people that do, but I mean, I can't speak on it because I don't. My hair is long enough.
Okay, let's say you happen to want to get some weave. Your hair is short. Would you pay $165? That's a lot of money for some hair.
That's only half the hair. Half your hair.
I mean, like I said, I can't speak on it because I don't cut my hair. I mean, I cut it, but I don't cut it off. I wouldn't cut it short. I never had short hair in my life. And I definitely, I mean, my hair grows too fast. So if it did fall out or whatever the case may be, it'd grow back.
So we can come cut. I can come cut your hair and sell it, right? Since it grow back so fast.
I can cut yours next.
Yeah, you cut mine.
No, I don't. I don't cut my hair. You can't cut my hair.
Oh. Damn, y'all, Janina got a party going on over there. Is that good? All right. Are you ready for the next comedian? Damn, is he funny? All right, y'all, I'm going to hit y'all off with a little poetry, y'all. Y'all check out this poetry y'all just put up there. See if y'all like this. See if this will move y'all.
The next guest is a very, very, very special person, a very close friend of mine, a very dear poet to all of us, and it's a pleasure to have him here. It's definitely a pleasure to bring him out to all of you. Without any further shenanigan, please give it up for Saul Williams.
Whereas break beats have been the missing link connecting the diasporic community to its drum-woven past,
Whereas the quantized drum has allowed the whirling mathematicians to calculate the ever-changing distance between rock and stardom, we do hereby declare reality unkept by the changing standards of dialogue. Statements such as, keep it real, especially when punctuating or anticipating modes of ultra-violence inflicted psychologically or physically, will henceforth be seen as retroactive and not representative of the individually determined is. Motherfuckers better realize, now is the time to self-actualize. Studies show that when a given norm is changing to face of the unchanging, the remaining contradictions will parallel the truth. Equate rhyme with reason, sun with season. Reject mediocrity. Your current frequencies of understanding outweigh that which has been given for you to understand. The current standard is the equivalent of an adolescent who signatures the diet of an infant. The rapidly changing body would acquire dysfunction and formative symptoms that could not properly mature on a diet of applesauce and crust pears. Light years are interchangeable with years of living in darkness. The role of darkness is not to be seen as or be equated with ignorance, but with the unknown and the mysteries of the unseen. Thus, in the name of Robeson, Godson, Hurston, Akhenaten, Hatshepsut, Blackfoot, Helen, Finan, Kahlo, Kali, the Three Marias, Tara, Lilith, Lord, Whitman, Baldwin, Ginsburg, Kaufman, Lumumba, Gandhi, Gibran, Shabazz, Siddhartha, Medusa, Guevara, Gurdjieff, Rand, Wright, Banneker, Tubman, Hema, Holiday, David, Coltrane, Morrison, Joplin, Du Bois, Clark, Shakespeare, Rock, Romanoff, Ellington, Carter, Gay, Hathaway, Hendrix, Cootie, Dickerson, Ripperton, Mary, Isis, Teresa, Hansberry, Tesla, Plath, Rumi, Bellini, Michaud, Nostradamus, Nefertiti, Larat, Shiva, Ganesha, Yemaya, Oshun, Obatala, Ogun, Kennedy, King, Four Little Girls, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Keller, Biko, Perone, Marley, Magdalene, Cosby, Shakur, those who burn, those still aflame, and the countless unnamed. We claim the present as the present, as the hereafter. We are unraveling our navels so that we may ingest the sun. We are not afraid of the darkness. We trust that the moon shall guide us. We are determining the future at this very moment. We know that the heart is the philosopher's stone. Our music is our alchemy. We stand as the manifested equivalent of three buckets of water and a handful of minerals, thus realizing that those very buckets turned upside down supply the percussive factor of forever. Let your children name themselves and claim themselves as the new day. For today, we are determined to be the channelers of these changing frequencies into songs, paintings, writings, dance, drama, photography, carpentry, crafts, love, and love. We enlist every instrument, acoustic, electronic, every so-called gender, race, sexual preference, every person as beings of sound to acknowledge their responsibility to uplift the consciousness of the entire fucking world. Any utterance unaimed will be disclaimed, will be maimed, two rappers slain.
Yo, my man was snapping. Do y'all agree or what? You need you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Did you get one?
Huh?
Did you get one?
I'm getting one.
Oh, okay. Alright. I thought we was making a movie over there for a second. Hey, you was giving me a moan on. You was like, what the fuck? God damn.
All right,
well, now you got to let us in. How was it?
I ain't done yet.
What, you taking a break? You fixing your sandwich right quick?
He's kissing my legs right now.
He's kissing your legs?
Yes. He loves my soft legs.
Okay, well, tell him we said hi.
They said hi.
All right. Reb, you still with me?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, Reb?
I'm just fine.
I want to get back to this $125 hair. That's so. It takes $250 to do a whole head.
Not me more than that if it's $165 a pack.
Oh, it's $165.
For the highest one. It depends on what color it is.
That's $330.
Yes, it is.
To do one head.
Mm-hmm.
That's just for the hair. That ain't for the person that's
actually
doing
it. This is not regular weaving hair. It's fusion hair, and it has to be put in a certain way. They use micro rings, or they use a fusion iron, or, you know, there's different ways to do it. But, I mean, they charge between, if they're doing a half a head, they charge between $300 to $500 to put it in. If they're doing a whole head, they charge between $800 to $2,500 to put it in. So it's not just regular weaving hair.
Plus the $300 you got to pay for the hair?
Yeah.
Man, she better keep that shit in for 3 years.
Yeah, how long does it last? I mean, how long does it stay?
If it's done right, it'll stay probably like 3 to 4 months. Then it has to get tightened up.
What is fusion?
Huh?
What is fusion?
It's like it comes in small strands, and they have it in I-tips or U-tips. The I-tips is the most popular right now. And it's pre-bonded strands of hair, and it comes between 138 to 140 strands in a pack.
Wow, that's $3,000 for, that's like $1,000 a month on your hair.
I mean, it depends on who's putting it in. And, I mean, you can find people to put it in cheaper, but they may not do it right.
Well, if I'm going to pay $3,000, she's going to be done right. I would go to the best person out there, whoever that is. I mean, that's a lot of change just to get your hair done.
It is.
I mean, come on. What happened to the, you know, whatever happened to your girl doing your hair for free? What happened to that shit?
Ain't shit free no more.
I mean, there's people like the students come in and they practice on each other and they do each other's hair for free, but if they want it done right, they don't have to pay.
Well, shit, I'm glad my daughter don't listen to this show. That shit ain't happening.
I'm on the phone.
Huh?
She on the phone.
Somebody was knocking on my door.
Yeah, you didn't even see who it was. You just told them I'm on the phone. Come back later. Is that one of the shorties?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Somebody in the house knocking on the door.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, if I'm outside knocking on your door, you talking about come back? I'm like, well, damn, I ain't never coming back. Got me twisted. Hey, what you think about that spoken word? You like that?
Me?
Yeah, you. Did you
no, I didn't like it.
You didn't like? Why not? It was pretty good.
I just didn't like it. He couldn't capture my attention, so I stopped listening after a few minutes, a few seconds.
Oh, really? All right, well, check this out. I'm going to play a real good one tomorrow. Make sure you tune in for that one. It's deep as hell. It's a woman. Okay. And I guarantee you, you will tear up. She is deep as hell. It's about 6 minutes long, and she let it go. She let it go. I'm not even going to tell you what she's talking about. You probably won't agree with what she's talking about. But after if you give it a chance and listen to it, she deep as hell.
Yeah.
And I really don't do spoken word, but she bad as hell. She deep. I'm gonna play it tomorrow. Make sure you call in and tune in for it.
Okay.
You know, unless you got a chronicle for me.
No, I don't.
Yeah, of course you don't. You've been telling me you're gonna do a chronicle for a year now.
Well, I changed my mind.
You could at least let me know. I'm on every time.
I did tell you I changed my mind, and I told you why I changed my mind.
You didn't tell me that.
Yes, I did, too. I told everybody.
Every Sunday. I call in every Sunday at 6 o'clock waiting on you to call. You never call.
No, now you need to stop lying.
I'm just playing. How's New Mexico?
It's hot.
Hey, it's hot here, too. How close are you to actual Mexico?
let me see, about 4 hours away from El Paso, so probably about 4.5 hours.
You in New Mexico and you 4.5 hours from Old Mexico?
From, you talking about the country Mexico?
Yeah.
Yeah, about 4.5 hours.
But how the hell they call it New Mexico if you that far away from the Old Mexico? You figure New Mexico be right next door to Old Mexico.
Well, I don't know why they done that. You know, this, I guess this, I don't know when they decided to make New Mexico, New Mexico.
That's Billy the Kid. Billy the Kid started that shit. He rolled off somewhere and said, hey, we're in New Mexico. And it kind of stuck. You know what I'm saying? Anybody got a... Anybody got something on their mind they want to get off their chest? Wick, you got something you want to get off your chest, man? You got more questions for the ladies? Because the Revs is in rare form tonight.
Let me think. What stupid happened? Oh, I got one, man. This idiot at my job got fired today for calling the company that we packaged their goods for and asked them a dumbass question, and he gave his real name. I don't disagree with calling, but why would you give your fucking real name?
Well, what did he say?
Well, we got to heat our glue, so he called the company, and he was asking our supervisors why we got to heat it. They was like, well, we can't tell you that because they signed the confidential calls. He called the company that we packaging for and asked them, and they called that same day while he was at work, and they came right out there and fired his ass. For breaking
the
contract.
That was dumb.
Dumb as hell.
He must got it like that.
Hell no, the motherfucker almost started crying. Shit was funny as hell.
Well, shit, that's his fault.
I mean, I understand call, but I'd have gave a fake name. This is Billy Bob Thornton. But of course he's a little young, so that's what we blamed it on, his young stupidness.
Okay. All right, let me ask y'all a question. How many of y'all think Angelina Jolie go both ways?
Who?
Angelina Jolie.
I knew that.
I read the Inquirer today. I'm at the grocery store. I read the Inquirer. Angelina Jolie got a girlfriend. And Brad Pitt. Y'all think she go both ways?
Yeah, Brad even knew that.
I don't know. I mean, late. Brad, you think she go both ways? Don't say you don't know. It's just an opinion. Okay. Candy? Did she go both ways?
I don't know because I don't even really know what Angelina Jolie looks like. I know her name, but I don't know what she looks like.
Chick with the sexy lips.
I mean, I don't pay attention to that stuff. So, I couldn't tell you.
You never seen one of her movies? Have you seen that movie, Salt? She's a star of Salt.
Tomb Raider.
Salt?
Yeah, Tomb Raider.
I think I know who she is, but I'm really not for sure. But I really don't watch a lot of movies.
Well, give us some that you
that
do.
Don't look interesting.
Well, let us know what's on your mind, dear. You know.
I ain't got nothing on my mind.
Nothing on your mind? You just blank right now, meditating.
I'm always blank. I just live day for day. I don't make plans. I just live.
Just go day for day.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, I think Will Smith gay.
Gay is such
now
a
I know
word.
Will Smith.
I think Will Smith funny as all outdoors. I'm sorry.
I think both
they smoke. They swingers.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
They swing.
That's why they're still together, because they enjoy doing what they do together.
you know, they go to swinging parties and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I think the brother, I mean, have you ever seen that movie 6 Degrees of Separation? The dude played a hell of a gay guy. He was very, very believable. Very believable. I was like, wow, that's some hellified acting. I mean, that's Oscar type shit. That motherfucker had me fooled. I'm sorry, I just, you know, I don't think Jada go like that though.
Yeah, Jada swing too.
I don't believe that, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't believe that. You a little too cute to be going like that.
Them the ones is like that. The cute ones. Ain't no ugly chick want an ugly chick like you don't want no ugly woman. They think just as worse as we do. They probably worse than us. I heard that a two-female relationship, the male-female, is worse than a nigga sometimes.
I didn't understand nothing you just said, man. You heard two females.
Yeah, it's like you got two females. You got that female that's the male role. You know, you got the feminine one, and then you got the one that's the male.
Okay.
I heard she is just as bad as having a man with them. They just as bad, or worse. I heard they be kicking their women ass.
Oh.
I don't know no gay couples. I don't know none. I don't know. I can't mess with that one. I don't know none. Anybody know a gay couple?
Yeah, I did.
Felicia, you know one?
Yeah, my aunt, she was living in a house with a woman and her kids, my aunt is a stud. So I can understand. I think that was Wick talking. Yeah, she is worse than a man. She's more jealous than a man and everything. And, you know, it's unreal. Because I was thinking, like, you, I was telling, you know, women, I've never seen women act like that. You know, I mean, I've seen a man be jealous like that, but a woman being jealous like that, but I mean, she's the only one I know that's in a relationship like that, too. So.
Okay, now when you say she's jealous, is she jealous of guys trying to talk to this woman or other women trying to talk to the woman? Or both?
Both. Both.
Oh.
Yeah, more so men than women, though. She always have a problem, like, being jealous about different men.
Really? I didn't know that. I don't know any gay couple, so
if the woman's got kids, then apparently she likes men, you know?
At one point she did.
Well, at all points. And that's something that I think she has to come to grips with, that this woman, I don't know if she's just doing something or what's going on, but she likes men. Anybody who's got four kids likes men.
And I agree with you. Now, you say this is your auntie, right? Is this your auntie
and
your cousin? Now, has your auntie ever been with a man before?
Yeah.
So she has she has been with a guy before. She just didn't like it, so she went to women.
I don't know if she liked it or not. I know she gay now.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what the dude do. You know, hey, hell, whoa.
I don't know. Maybe I'll have her call you and tell you about it, because I'm sure she'd be willing to.
Yeah, have her call the show tomorrow. See if she'll call the show tomorrow. We can talk about it, because I got 100 questions.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I'm serious. I got a gang of questions.
Because I work with a gay couple, a stud and the other one is a woman, and she be up on her. She can't look at a dude. She got to be with her on lunch. If she disappeared, like a dude at work gave her a ride to McDonald's. Man, she came back, chick snapped on her at work. Had the little chick crying. I felt bad for her.
But don't that make you insecure? I mean, if you get mad like that, that means you're insecure about yourself. Because you're supposed to trust your partner. You're supposed to anyway. Right? I mean, does anybody disagree with that?
No, I don't disagree with
You got to trust who you with.
Unless they give you reason not to.
True. That, but
you ain't
got to
trust nobody.
Well, that's not true. How you going to be in a relationship and you don't trust a person? That relationship's not going to work.
Well, I mean, they could be doing stuff. Right. It just may not work then, but they could be doing stuff to make you not trust them.
Such as what? If I'm coming home every night, I get off at 5, I'm leaving home by 5:20. We always together. I ain't got time to do nothing. I should be the most trustworthy person in the world.
You in the last house again. Nobody's together all the time.
I'm saying, if we live together, we both get off at 5. I get home about 5:20. You get home about 5:40. Normally, we're going to be together the rest of the night. You may go out with your girls every once in a while. I may kick it with the guys every once in a while. But 90% of the time, we're together.
Well, she just may have told you she was at work, but she could have been somewhere else.
But see, that's where you not trusting her come in. You just thinking that. She probably really was at work. Or you was really, or the dude was really at work.
True. We got you on that one, Rev. We got you.
Oh, you ain't got me, because I'm just saying, if it was a perfect relationship, then, yeah, you would have no reason to be jealous. But 9 times out of 10, a relationship's not perfect, and you're not going to be with somebody 100% of the time, and you don't know what they're doing all the time.
Hey, I take offense to that. I am perfect.
Whatever.
I'm not perfect, but I'm damn near there.
Ain't neither one of
y'all. Father Time is the one that wants to look through people's phones, so he's talking about trust.
He did.
I remember that conversation.
Hey,
yeah.
Like you said earlier, though, you gave me a reason not to trust you, so now I'm not trusting you, so I got to find out. I'd rather know than not know. I mean, come on. If your man cheating on you, want to know, right? You'd rather know than not know. And go
I could care less, as long as he's doing what he's supposed to do.
But you know what
I
they
really
say when you
less.
Looking for. You know what they say when you looking for something, you usually find it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I mean, now wait a minute, Felicia, you just said.
I said I could care less as long as they're doing what they're supposed to do. I really could care less.
You don't care
whether
if your man out there with somebody else. As long as he's taking care of the crib.
No, don't do what you do. Do what you do. Do what you're supposed to do for home, though.
As long as he don't bring it in your face, huh?
Right now, in this day and age, people who think that people are not going to cheat and everything is going to be hunky-dory is some damn fools.
So you don't mind if your man cheat, as long as he takes care of the crib?
I ain't saying I don't mind, but it's going to happen. And I wouldn't be surprised if it happened, and I ain't going to lay down and die because it happened.
Well, you know what, Felicia? I'm single. I'm looking for a woman just like you. If you don't mind,
keep looking. I'm sure there's plenty of women out there that just don't give a damn.
And I'm looking for one.
And that's messed up.
Hey, if she don't mind, I don't mind. I mean, come on.
But everybody knows by the time that you wouldn't be able to handle it. Because just like you out there doing your thing, believe me, if she don't give a damn, what you think gonna happen?
You got a point there.
No, there ain't no point. That's bullshit. Because you don't want to say you didn't care. I care. You said you don't care. That's different. See, that's totally different.
Wow.
You told me you don't care what I do. But I care what you do, so you can't go out there and do it. Because I care. I told you up front, hey, I don't want you out there doing it.
Well, I'm telling you up front, I can do what y'all want to do.
Oh, well, see, that's where we got a problem. We have a problem. I got a problem with that, Felicia. I'm sorry. Because you told me.
Well, then you barking up the wrong tree, sir.
Well, you know, if we was together and you did that, you know what's going to happen, right?
What?
You fuck around with me, there's going to be consequences and repercussions.
Yeah, it take a little ass to get some. You know that too, right?
Mm. No, you told me it was cool. You told me it was fine as long as
you talking about consequences. I ain't talking about doing nothing to you, though. You talking about consequences and repercussions.
If you cheat on me, that's doing something to me. You said
I ain't
you
doing nothing to you. That's doing something to somebody else.
You know what I mean. You know exactly what I mean. You got me on that one. I give you credit for that. But you know exactly what I mean.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, really, people are just fooling themselves. You want to live in this perfect world where nobody does nothing and you think your woman ain't going to do nothing and you going to take her down and take her phone from her and go through it and do all this and do all that.
I mean, what's wrong with me wanting to live in that world? But what's wrong with me?
Go ahead and think it's going to be that way. It's not going to be that way.
It got to be.
Especially with somebody like you because you ain't right yourself.
Hey, I'm faithful. I ain't never cheated, ever, once in my life. And technically, we was broke up then.
That depends. What do you consider cheating?
Anything, flirting.
So you had a woman, and you
all that's cheating
when
me.
when you was married, you never looked at another woman.
I never thought about sex with another woman. And that's the God's honest truth.
I got to vouch for that, man. He was a faithful mug. I got to give it to him. He was a better man.
Do you regret it?
Well, yeah, after I found out she was cheating on me.
Okay, dear. Well, you should have been doing your thing, and then you would have been all right.
No, but see, I may regret it, but I still would never do it because that's not me. That's not the person I am.
Well, good. I mean, that's you, and I can respect that if that's you. But I'm telling you that
it gotta be
gonna do it.
It gotta be a woman out there that's looking for the same things that don't want a mug to cheat. Hell, they have those cheaters all the time.
This is the world we live in. So
yeah, that's messed up, Edgar.
That's your
world.
Well,
I mean, it is what it is. This is our world. We all in it.
Yeah, this world is messed up. I must agree with you on that one.
Well, not for me. I'm gonna find me an honest, faithful woman.
But I'm not in the
country or whatever. She could be from the bush. I don't care. As long as she's honest and faithful, that's all I'm looking for. And I know she out there. She ain't in New Mexico. I know
that.
Well,
I hope you find her. She sure likes. I mean, it might be something around here. I don't know. Were you?
Mm-mm. I don't know.
We gotta go to Saudi. You know your wife.
I'm from the same place you from, so.
Well, hell, there ain't nobody faithful in that city. But that's another. Make sure you try to get your girl to call in tomorrow. Your auntie.
I will.
Dude, I would love to talk to her. All right, y'all. We coming down to the end of the show. So y'all know how we do. Wiki Gang, last words, bro.
Yes, great show. Love you ladies for calling in. Y'all have a great night. I hope to hear from y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Candy, got any last words?
Nice show. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Outstanding. Rare, got the last word.
Nice show.
Make sure you get that call for me tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. Please try. If you don't try, I got your number. You start getting crank calls about 3-4 in the morning, it's me. I'm telling you.
Yeah, whatever. I'm telling you right now, you get cussed out 3-4 in the morning.
And I'm going to call right back. No, hey, thank y'all for calling the show, y'all. All right, y'all, we out of here. See you.
Like, be quiet, 'cause your body talks louder when you're silent. Got your eyes saying, touch your mouth saying, more. Girl, you like what I do, come and let me guide you.
Take it off, sick, be it over there.
First, I wanna see you take them clothes off. Second, I'ma get it, got it good till you close.
you down. Quarter past one, about to take her to the hideout. Take her to the bed, going deep like a whiteout. We about to ride out, I'ma bring the fight out. Lloyd Mayweather, girl, I'ma put your lights out. Be quiet,
everybody talk.